suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Anyway, hi!
Hi!
Hi.
I'm Risa Romano.
My name's Ken, and that's it.
And I'm Warren J. Cox.
He remembered his name!
That's true.
Proud of you, sport.
Oh, damn it. Can we do that over?
No.
I'll say I'm Ken first.
No.
Yeah, that'd be great!
No, it's too late. Introductions have been done.
Or I could be Pickles.
You can't be Pickles. Oh, I can be my cat.
I'm Pickles!
No, your name is Warren. You are a bad person.
And we're filming a Galaxy of Comics. I'm
Warren's trying to identity thief my cat. You monster!
I love that she just keeps going. Yes, we're here at Galaxy of Comics.
This is for you.
I know. I appreciate that. We're actually looking at the Silver Surfer's butt as we look up.
They've got a real Silver Surfer.
A giant Silver Surfer. It's the coolest thing you've ever seen.
It's life size.
So you have to come here.
Yeah.
Here.
He's missing the back end of his board.
It's 17306 Sataquoy Street, Van Nuys, California. That's very helpful.
Oh, wow. The address is right there. I'm like, did you just call that off the top of your head?
Corner of Sataquoy and Louise.
Yeah. Oh. They're moving in.
Yeah, there's weird noises behind us.
There's a cat over there somewhere, but she won't be my friend.
Yeah.
She's angry. Look at the ears.
She does. Yeah, she is
she's
angry.
She's got mad.
She's like, you're talking about me. Damn you.
And today, I just said, we're talking about favorite first stories of doctors, like when the doctor first regenerated. So it sounded like, Warren, you just came up with one.
Yeah, I know mine for sure.
Okay.
So I 11. As much as I don't like 11, I love that first storyline. Yeah,
story,
and
yeah.
it's with the little girl, and it's you know what I mean. It's like I loved that. I absolutely loved that. So, and plus it didn't have Rory, which is like,
it did have Rory.
Yeah, he's in it.
Was there?
No, but no. Oh yeah, right.
He wasn't the main focus,
yeah,
but he was
right.
There.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, shit. Well, maybe I'll go back on my original assessment of that. 12. No, that's fine. 11.
12 isn't.
I liked that first moment with him trying to figure out who he is, like, you know, with a scarf and no, I'm past that, and you know what I mean. I liked all of that, but I think 11 is just it's sillier and it's kind of it's fun with you know what I mean. It's just
and his first I Am the Doctor I thought was excellent.
Yeah. Oh, and that's true too. Yeah. And shoelaces. She loves shoelaces. She really loves shoelaces.
She just untied her shoe. She knows exactly how to untie her shoe.
No. She has learned. Yeah. Seriously, 6 or 8 months ago, she didn't even do this. Now that's all she does. Somebody comes through the door and she gets shoelaces.
She's never gone after my shoelaces. Maybe it's because mine are black and they match really well with the shoes.
Maybe she likes girls.
Maybe.
When people come in the store, is it always girls?
You don't have shoelaces.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're going to present our shoes to everybody. You're gonna have to like, you know, go off camera and show our shoes.
I have 10 doctor shoes. Except that they're low tops. That's why I bought these originally. It was for a cosplay.
Really? Yeah. No kidding. Well, she's appreciative.
Yes.
If you're wondering who we're talking about, it's this little cat.
Where's Scraps?
Don't play with her.
Scraps is always
here. To me.
She's yes. Like, oh, damn it. Damn it, they have me again. She's like, I don't like this, Ken. This is not cool. This is not cool, Ken.
We are friends.
She's like, I'm going to screw you up, man. I'm going to claw you and hiss at you.
She doesn't, though. I've had cats who are...
She knows what making me angry is and what is, like, truly threatening actions, and she understands it. She's like, quit it! And then she goes right back to your shoes.
There's
no point in retying them until I leave. Right?
No, it's totally not. I see people walking around the store with untied shoelaces the whole time.
Well, I'm covered in cat hair now.
So that one's mine.
So that one's yours. Yep. Anything else about it? It was just you.
I loved the sort of what does he eat taste test thing. Really yeah, it's like. Yeah.
And it had to be strong because everyone, for the most part, Tennant had such like a strong following that needed to be as strong as it was.
Yeah, and I don't even like him as a doctor, and it was like that was a very good. Yeah, that was a very good first episode.
Yeah, and I liked him even more than you did, so it worked.
There you go.
Should we just go in order? Do you have? Sure. Well, okay, I'll go. I was gonna go with Patrick Troughton because it was the first time that we had seen it. And unfortunately, we don't have any of those episodes.
That's true, yeah.
I saw them in Reconstruction, which was very difficult for me to get through.
Was it animated, or was it just frames?
Then I saw it in animation. Oh, then went back and animated it, and I've seen it, and that's a lot easier to
so
watch.
So is it...
Because it's frames.
So you're saying it's your favorite, but it's hard to get through. Is it because there's the animated version? Does that help? Or
the animated
is it just...
version helped a lot. I like the story. I like that it was the first time. So, like, whereas this time when the Doctor regenerates, he's either alone or it's with a companion who, like, knows and they gloss over it very quickly.
Right.
They didn't gloss over it. They were, like, really trying to figure out what was going on. Right. Polly thought it was the Doctor. Ben thought it wasn't.
That's right.
So they even kind of had this sort of, like, debate amongst the companions.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
And it's just, like, an interesting story with, like, the Daleks come back and they're acting like they're good guys, but they're never good guys.
I forgot about that. That's the first one, huh?
That's his first episode. There's just so much going on. And he won't respond to Doctor. They keep calling him Doctor, and for the first couple of episodes, he doesn't respond to the name or title.
I remember that, yeah.
Did they ever explain why that was?
I've heard a theory about this, which I love and hope, and I don't know that this was what they were thinking at the time, but I've kind of retconned it for myself.
Fair enough.
So they tell me otherwise. Mm-hmm. Which is that every time the Doctor regenerates, he has to choose whether or not he wants to be the Doctor in this new regeneration. Like, he didn't when he became the War Doctor. He became something else other than the Doctor. So I like the idea that he hadn't decided he was the Doctor. So they keep saying Doctor, and he's not responding. He's like, I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's just kind of, like, cagey, and you're sort of suspicious of him, too, because he's suspicious in the beginning.
Yeah.
Even though I knew that he would become the Doctor, I didn't know, like, at that point what to, you know, make of him.
Yeah.
So, I like that one.
I have a problem with a lot of the first episodes.
I do, too.
Because it's just, like, it's so jarring, and a lot of times, like, they're unlikable in their first episode.
You don't know who they are, what they're doing.
As much as I love Capaldi, I don't think he had a very good first episode. His was okay.
I think it takes him some time to warm up, too. Really.
Well,
he was a little, you're right,
I felt like it kind of took him a season before he really completely decided what he wanted. Well, because he changed so much in season 9, he comes in on the tank playing electric guitar, and you're like, this is different than the Grumpy.
No, that's true. You're right.
Like, if
that's
that was his first episode, that would be amazing.
That's a good point.
9, it's such a... His first episode is like, oh, this is not good. Like, he's good in it. He's really good. But, like, one, it's not even really his regeneration episode.
No, because
he's
not.
already like, established as the Doctor. And it's, like, when I first saw... Because that was the first episode I, like, actually sat and watched and went, oh, this is what Doctor Who is? I don't know if I like this.
Yeah. I always want people to start with Rose, but, like, with the understanding that, like, watch a few episodes. Don't just watch that one and be like, oh, no, this isn't for me. Like, watch a few.
And then Tens is pretty good. I like Tens.
Tens is all right, yeah.
It's not great, but it's good. By the time you get to the end, it's good. But, like, he's passed out through most of it.
That's my problem with that episode, is he's unconscious for the majority of the...
And then a lot of the earlier ones, like 6, is probably like the worst.
That's 6 to 7 is the worst.
Yeah. 6 and 7, both theirs are terrible.
Yeah.
5 is
just... 6 and 7, they didn't even have Colin Baker. It was Sylvester McCoy in a wig.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 5 had that weird jarring thing, because 4 dies in such a kind of bad way.
Oh, that was creepy, actually. Yeah. That, like... thing. I don't know what that was. And
they
like,
were doing
superimposes
weird.
And then
they were doing weird stuff right in that time too. Because isn't that the same period as the? Isn't that the same period as the? I think it's another Time Lord who's like levitating and doing other weird stuff. What was that? Was that?
I don't know.
That,
when you
that
say
was
levitating,
five, right?
Time Lord, I think of the third Doctor when it's that guy, and he's so English with his bowler hat and his cane.
Oh, yes.
And he's, like, floating through midair.
Yes, yes, that's the one. Oh, that's three? Did you say that's three? Oh, okay, all right,
I missed
that.
He's warning him that the Master's coming. It's the first time
we That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, five has a weird one. That was weird. I actually haven't seen fourth's first episode. I'm a bad person. So
I've always said so.
I know. You tell me that every time I come in here.
Oh, that one's not bad.
Okay, he might have a good one, so I need to sit and watch his. Three, I wasn't a fan of three. Two, it's like, it's so jarring.
I love three, like, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember.
I actually liked three's first episode, yes, but it was kind of because he was being Patrick Troughton.
Well,
it was before also, he was definitely before he
And also keep in mind, isn't that the first fully color episode?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is also like kind of jarring after you've watched one and two.
Yeah, for
so long, as many episodes as there are, which is a lot of episodes.
Yeah, continuing. I will say one has a really good episode because it's the start of the series, and it's so good. So it'd be either that, but I think I'm gonna go with Warren's same choice and say 11. He's so damn likable in that first episode.
Yeah, I agree.
It is so fun. The whole tasting things, the being friends with the little girl.
Yeah.
And just everything about that first, like, his first episode is one of the best episodes of the new series.
Absolutely.
Like, I would put that in, like, at least the top 10.
I'd put it in maybe top 20.
Yeah.
Well, if we're talking about, depends on how
from
much you're talking.
From 9
about.
Forward.
Yeah, top 20.
Yeah.
Because I need lots of room for David Tennant.
That's fair. That's very fair.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because, and I'm same thing, like, Matt Smith of the newer guys is probably my least favorite.
Yep.
Not like I dislike him at all, but... Huh?
What?
I knew you were going to make some
sort of... I kind of do. I just...
Is he making fun of me?
No, I'm making fun of Matt Smith.
Oh, that's fine.
The giant Easter Island statue that his head is.
You're just jealous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, clearly. That'll get me all the babes.
It worked for him. I don't know.
He should play the Frankenstein monster.
He'd be good at that. Has he ever done that?
That would maybe work.
Not that I know of.
He should do that.
That's what I hate about Penny Dreadful. They don't handle the Frankenstein monster well at all. It's terrible.
It's like one of the...
I know.
Shouldn't be difficult.
I know, yeah. Sorry.
But yeah.
Totally off track.
I say 11. 11 and 1, I think, are the best first episodes. Oh, yeah, I never said 8. 8 is like... Because it's that TV movie.
It's that TV movie.
I still actually enjoy it just because I like him so much.
Yeah.
Like, his would probably be in the better half.
You know, there are just so few TV movies from the 90s that work at all.
Which is weird, because they did a lot of those.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A little bit of explanation. Here at the store, we have a giant a collection of DVDs that are superhero and superhero-related type things. There was a lot of that. Like, remember the Generation X movie, I think, from the same network? Wasn't that Fox?
It was
from Fox.
Well, the thing with that is, like,
they're pilots.
They're pilots that they're torn on. They're all like, well, let's put it out and
see if people react
positively.
Justice League. Do you remember the Justice League one?
Oh.
From, like, 1996 or
was
so?
Was it that late? I thought it was, like, 80s.
Oh, same year as Doctor Who.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, it was bad. And that was not Fox. That was like CBS or something like that. Awful. I mean, just awful. Yeah. And actually, that wasn't a... Oh, my God. That wasn't a TV movie. I think they actually did a couple episodes of that.
You're kidding.
I think I've got more of those than I do anything else. I'm pretty sure that was actually like maybe they showed like three or four before they canceled it.
There was also
so
the Nick Fury thing with David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that one's truly awful. That one's a train wreck. That one is so bad. It's like, please turn this off.
I remember being a kid when they were airing that, and, like, that was, like, right when I was just starting to get into comics.
It's like, I've gone blind!
And, like, I was so excited for it, because it's like, it's the guy from Knight Rider, and he's gonna be Nick Fury? That's gonna be so cool! And then watching it, and, like, I wanted to like it so bad.
Oh, it's so bad.
I wanted to like it so much, and by the end, I'm like,
It's awful.
That wasn't good, was
it? It's awful. It's awful.
Having to admit to yourself. Yeah.
And it's funny, most of those really, really super bad ones are all in the 90s. I mean, if you look at...
Because I don't think they do that anymore. Yeah. I don't think they, like, they'll do a pilot and it's like either they're going to pick it up or they're not. Yeah. They don't, like, air a pilot and go...
Yep. Yep.
Well, I guess, you know... Maybe Amazon. I guess they do that.
Now, that's the thing. Even now, it's completely different. Even a
but they don't
really
call it a TV movie. They actually call it, this is a pilot. Vote for what you want.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, and they only give you
exactly.
the one episode. Thing with the Tick is driving me crazy. It's like, give me a season or like, at least let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like they are, but I feel like they're still ramping up, and then they stopped halfway through the season, and they're like, we'll make the rest later. I'm like, what?
Well, that's kind of like what Enterprise did, Discovery.
Discovery,
although that wasn't really, that was just more like a holiday break.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But they did like, what, 6 or 7 episodes?
They did like 9. 7 or 8, yeah, or maybe 9. Yeah. And then did a
I haven't been
break
watching
and,
that. Is that any good?
The first few were actually really good. I haven't watched since it came back.
Okay.
But the first few were actually quite good. Yeah, I was sort of impressed. I'm always kind of torn about going back to like do stuff, because this is supposed to be between
Enterprise and the original series.
Yes, yes, and it's,
so I think it's like 10 years before the original series.
Yeah, and it's like I have a problem with that because the technology is so radically different. It's like they're using this spore drive that's supposed to be super great, but then are you going to explain at some point that there's a reason why nobody else is? I'm assuming
would go forward with Star Trek again. Do something that takes place after Voyager.
Exactly.
Because Voyager was like the most
forward. I want to see her anyway. What's her name? What's Janeway's name? Kate Mulgrew. I want to see Kate Mulgrew anyway. She's like a admiral or something.
Yeah, she's an admiral in Star Trek Nemesis, isn't she?
Wow, is that
because I think
back?
She has a cameo.
Is it that far back? Because
that's
Nemesis
the last time we've seen
awful.
Her. Oh yeah,
Nemesis was
terrible.
Awful.
Oh. That's what killed Star Trek.
Wasn't that wasn't he a Romulan that had not Kirk, Picard's DNA or something?
Yeah, he was a clone of Picard and a Romulan or something.
Bad. Oh, so bad. Yeah. God, that was terrible.
Oh, God, it's awful. Yeah. And they fucked up Data and just,
that's right.
No, they could do something so interesting with that.
Yeah, they have so many actors that have been in those movies and in the shows that they could bring forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just age them. Well, they don't need to age them 10 years. It's already been 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And just kind of
like
have fun with it.
I know, what's his name, Michael Dorn?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I will do anything.
Yeah, he loved doing what
and
he
did. And he's great. Fucking bring him back.
Yeah, yeah. That would be great.
We are
like
so
to,
off topic.
I would like
now.
To see him. I would like to see him be a
even
captain.
I'm realizing how off topic we are.
Off topic we are. How'd we get here?
I don't know. Oh, TV movies.
Oh, yeah.
The Doctor Who TV movie was as bad as certain other things. It's very camp, and it's easier
camp.
Once you've seen it once, like, knowing what you're getting in.
Yeah.
Like, it's really fun if you're watching it with a big group of people.
You know what the first third of the movie feels like? The first third of that movie feels a little bit like Big Trouble in Little China. It's got that, well, you know, you remember? It's got the weird...
Are they in Chinatown?
I think they are, or at very least, there's that weird gang of, of like Asian American, whatever.
Didn't that
and
take
like,
place like slightly in the future? Like it aired in 96, but it was supposed to be like the year 2000.
It was 1999. It was like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
But there
that.
Was no importance to the
right.
fact that it was going
right.
to be year 2000.
Right. Yeah. That was, you're right. That was weird. And that was, that was Eric Roberts.
Yeah.
He was the master.
Right.
Yeah. I was dressed for the occasion.
I would say we could going back to the other topic, we could say Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts could come back as a villain, but he's such a dick, no one wants to work with him. Oh, there I said it.
Be nice to Eric Roberts.
He's a dick. He's been in this like store him, twice, so. And the guy's a
really?
Dick. Yeah, he's a dick.
And you don't care if he...
Oh, he doesn't want... I'm sure he doesn't watch.
He might be. He's like looking. He's like, someone's mentioning me somewhere on the internet. Somebody's talking about me
actually,
on the internet.
You know what it is? You know what it is? His sister is a huge fan of our show, and now she's really pissed.
Or maybe she hates him, too.
It's true. That's
I don't know.
Point.
Do they get along?
That's good. I have no idea. Yeah. All I know is he shot a sizzle reel here. You know what a sizzle reel is, right? Okay, it's like a 10 or 12 minute thing to showcase, hey, this is how good a pilot could be.
Oh, okay.
And we have a sometime customer who's a comedian who wanted to do this. It was kind of a fun idea, and he played her father. Somehow they got him to, and seriously, like 3/4 of the way through the filming, he just blew a gasket and just like was a dick about a bunch of stuff. And they were like, all right, I don't think we need, I think you're good. I think we can. And then they basically replaced him. Yeah. They filmed some more stuff and basically replaced him. It was like, yeah, it was really bad.
He's a dick. Inside Hollywood scoop.
Sorry. Yeah. We've had Hurley from Lost here.
He seems cool.
He's very nice.
Are you just talking about me? I've been mistaken for him.
Or Hagrid. We talked about this.
No, I signed an autograph because somebody thought it was him and wouldn't leave me alone.
Did you say your name?
You don't even look remotely Hispanic. I mean, not even remotely Hispanic.
I'm not even kidding. Like, there were multiple times people thought I was fucking him.
That's awesome.
I was at San Diego Comic Con one year, like, browsing, and there was a lady following me around. And she's like, you're Hurley. I'm like, no. She's like, you're Hurley. I'm like, no.
Yes. Before I started fucking with my hair, people thought it was Taylor Swift.
Really? So strange.
Yeah.
And then I was at Universal City Walk and someone wouldn't leave me alone. They were all like, you're Hurley. I'm like, no, I'm not at all. I'm like, will you get me an autograph? Fine. They wouldn't leave me alone. And I'm like, I just
pictures taken.
Did you sign it? I'm not Hurley.
I wrote Matt Damon.
That's awesome. Matt Damon.
And then one time I was at In-N-Out with friends and we're just sitting there and like there's a, like, 12-year-old girl hiding behind a trash can staring at me because she thought I was him.
Oh, my God.
And, awesome. Like, somebody went, hey, that kid is staring at me. I'm like, what?
Awesome.
I'm like, hey, what's going on? She's like, aren't you the guy from Lost? I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. But it was a little kid, so I tried to be nice about it. I'm like, oh, I'm his stunt double. I said that to her just to make her feel better. Because, like, she seemed really crushed when I said I wasn't him.
Plus, she's lost so much weight now. Nobody can possibly.
Didn't he lose a ton of weight, too?
I have no idea.
I thought I heard somewhere that, like, he lost a shit ton of weight.
Ken here has lost, like, an entire person.
138 pounds.
That is impressive. That is impressive. There you
go. Right in front of Risa. I always feel weird doing that. Like,
it's like an entire person.
Yeah. Yes, it is. What the hell was I watching?
I
was watching 30 Rock.
I got some of that.
I was watching 30 Rock, and there's an episode where Alec Baldwin turns to Tina Fey. That's her name, right?
Yeah, Tina Fey, yeah.
And he just goes, and like he's like, I can guess your weight. And she's like, no, you can't. And he goes, like, 120 pounds. And she's like, she, like, gets all weird about it and walks away. And I'm like, fuck, is that what she really weighs? I lost Tina Fey plus more. I lost Tina Fey plus 18 pounds.
Yeah. Plus a toddler. You've lost. Yeah.
If Tina Fey was pregnant, I lost pregnant Tina Fey.
Tina Fey's one of our watchers, too.
Hi, Tina Fey. Yeah. I'm watching 30 Rock now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is any good?
It's decent.
Yeah.
All right. It's not the best show, but it's pretty good. Okay. I like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt a lot, though. Like, that's
I've
what
that's
I watched that
good.
And went, I should watch 30 Rock.
I've heard that's very good. Yeah. Is there 2 seasons of that now?
There's, like, 3.
Oh, no kidding. I might just watch that. I'm watching Deadwood. Not that anybody was asking, but I just
loved it. What are you watching recently?
I'm sorry. I didn't say that right. I'm watching fucking cocksucking Deadwood. You guys ever noticed that? Have you ever watched it?
I never saw it.
It is such a swear fest. Like every other sentence, it's like cocksucker or fucker.
My mom was a big fan of the show. Like. That was, like, real easy. Every Christmas, I bought her the new season of Deadwood on DVD.
I was doing that with my mom on Supernatural.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, what's the Supernatural thing that's going on?
There's a spinoff. I'm so excited. Yeah. It's all the female characters.
It's
basically.
One of them is the girl from the last season of Fargo, though, right?
Oh?
I don't know.
Oh.
Fargo is a great show.
Yeah. Apparently, they are going to do a 4th season of that.
Yes.
They said they weren't. Now they're saying they are. But it won't be till like, next year.
Okay.
We are going on, like, 25 minutes.
Maybe we should stop then. Do we say goodbye?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Disused Yeti?